This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the Morning Run with Xiaoning and Roshan, and we've got analysis on the telco sector coming up. But before that, let's take a quick look at the KLCI because it is up. Oh, it's a nice lovely shade of green now. It hurt me. It's up 0.55% to 1640. So maybe some hope it might hit 1700 before year end. Meanwhile, not much change when we look at the performance of the regional bourses. Pretty much a mixed day. But nonetheless, one of the key themes this year from the pandemic was the acceleration of digital use, whether it was working from home, Zoom meetings, or increased media consumption.
Yeah, and because of that, we definitely saw internet usage increase significantly this year. Now, this is best illustrated by taking a look at the stock prices of Malaysia's fixed line telco players, and that is TM and Time.com. Both are up around 40% year-to-date or thereabouts at this point, but that whatever it is, they are performing well above the Bursa Malaysia Telco Index, which is down around 2%. So I guess the big question here is, why are the fixed line players performing so much better than the rest of the sector?
So to get a better understanding of this, and what the overall outlook could look like going forward, we speak to Tan Jay Yang, Senior Analyst with Hong Leong Investment Bank. Now, first question, why did the two fixed line players perform so well, like we just said, while the rest of the sector faltered?
I think the fixed players benefited from the work from home. Besides that, also acceleration of digital investment by the corporates. Demand for data center as well as bandwidth surge during these difficult times as employees are all working away from their office. Besides that, I think the other one would be TM, which also saw some major cost savings, which helped on their bottom line. On the other hand, the wireless was not doing that well, the wireless players, but I think mainly due to challenges to monetize data while supporting government's call to offer free data during the pandemic. Also, there were less usage over the wireless because most of us were homebound, and as such, most of us were using home Wi-Fi instead. Besides that, we also see some prepaid reload issues during the lockdown period. And what is most common is also the competition. I think there are many players in the wireless space. We see rivalry remains as business as usual. Lastly, we also understand that there are some concerns in view of the 5G capex cycle.
Now, despite the current strength of the fixed line or wired players, do you think wireless players can take up more market share as we head into the 5G?
As of now, we see that the only 5G business case is actually fixed wireless access, while the autonomous car, augmented reality, etc. are not really ready yet. Although some Internet of Things require 5G, but mostly can be fulfilled by 2G, 3G, or even 4G. So to your question, yes, we do expect that 5G the arrival of 5G will likely to dampen the demand for fixed in the future. We think that existing fixed subscribers who are already a fiber user are not likely to switch. That's on the retail end, however. On the wholesale side, demand for fiber will be exponential. Fiber, with its role as a backhaul to transfer data at the speed of light, I think has become ever more critical and mandatory prerequisite for broadband 5G build-up. Demand will not only spike in terms of capacity, but coverage in order to compensate for 5G spectra shortcoming in propagation. Surge in wholesale bandwidth demand will boost margin even further, even under the MSAP regime.
Now, the government's Jendela initiative pushes back 5G deployment while aiming to retire 3G in 2021. But what are the bottom line implications of this?
We are very supportive of this plan by retiring 3G in this coming year. In terms of financial impact, we think we may see some accelerated depreciation. I think not a major concern, or probably as well as some costs associated with replanning and redimensioning, or even to redeploy this 3G spectrum for other usage, for example, 3G or even 2G. But however, over the long run, we think that freeing up 3G spectrum for other usage is good in the long run. Even some of the 3G spectrums can be used for 5G in the future.
Now, the big three telco players are expected to continue being cost-focused. As the commoditization of telco services continue, are there any long-term catalysts to pay attention to here?
Yes, you're right. Providing pure data bandwidth makes telco becoming dumpage and products becoming commodity or utility. I think we can have a look on their plan to get involved into to provide more services such as security, data storage, Internet of Things, managed services, and etc. Somehow, they are also following the global trends adopted by the global players such as AT&T, Verizon, KDDI, and more. They are all emphasizing more on the enterprise segment.
Meanwhile, the ringgit has strengthened against the US dollar. Is there any material impact to the telco players, though?
Hong Leong Investment Bank in-house, we expect US dollar to be softer in 2021, averaging about 4 ringgit to a US dollar, compared to year-to-date's average of 4.21 per US dollar. This may lead to a lower IDD traffic cost and foreign debt financing. We also see lower proceeds from global bandwidth sales, which likely to impact Time.com and TM. But we don't think the impacts are significant.
So, Jiang, I guess the big question here is, what is your overall call for the sector and top picks?
We maintain neutral on the sector. And also, again, we reiterate our emphasis on fixed over mobile, as they are the prime beneficiaries in broadband 5G infrastructure deployment. Our top picks are TM with a buy rating and a target price of 5.97, and Time.com with a buy rating with a target price of 15.64.
Thank you for your time. That was Tan Jay Yang, Senior Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us an overview of the telco sector and what to expect in 2021. And very quickly, his top two buys are Telekom Malaysia, which is this morning, 5.31 ringgit, is actually flat, while Time.com is the other pick. It is currently 13.32 ringgit, also no price movement. But clearly, its fixed line is the favourite for the moment because the outlook is just better for them. But that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Up next, we have the BBC Business Daily on the feasibility of a four-day working week. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.